Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-Pop Devok Show with Eric Nam.
All right, guys. Welcome to the K-Pop Devok Show with Eric Nam. This is Eric Nam, and I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in our parents' backyard.
Yeah, that's what you'd call this.
So that's why there are birds chirping. It's been raining on and off. And we were like, well, I wonder if this is going to really mess up the sound.
Yeah, but we were like, probably.
But then we're like, let's just do it anyways.
Just do it.
Because we want people
authenticity
to hear.
Is key.
Authenticity.
These days, with Photoshop and everything.
Authenticity.
It's all about authenticity.
And it's all about being genuine.
Genuine.
And, you know, I think some people, they might like to hear the sounds of the suburbs. Oh, that should be a song title. Sounds of the Suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds of the Burbs.
Burbs.
The Burbs.
Sounds of the Burbs. Burb sounds.
The Burbs. Burb sounds. Let's get the show started. Welcome to the K-Pop Devok Show with Eric Nam. I'm joined today with Brian.
Nam.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
You might be adopted.
I live at this guy's house.
You might be adopted, too.
I could be adopted, but I still get access to all his stuff.
Everything. Anyways, we haven't been home in a long time. I haven't been home in like a year. It might have been almost exactly a year. When's the last time you were home?
I mean, probably December. Actually, no. Right after Christmas. So it's been like 6 months.
Okay. We're home.
Wait, when did you come back?
Last year on my tour. It was the last time I was here.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm in Atlanta. We're here. I just finished my tour in Europe, for those of you who have been following up with me on my socials and on the show. Finally wrapped the London shows. Had a great time. And then I stuck around in London to take a bunch of meetings. I was supposed to, like, chill out. But as everybody knows, that's never possible.
Right. Eric's not the guy to just chill out. Hold on.
So I just did a bunch of meetings and, like, hung out and met people. And I did go to, like, a museum. And I saw Hamilton.
The Broadway show?
Yeah.
They go to London?
Well, London has great musical theater as well.
Mm.
And I watched it. I went by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a ticket. And it was such a good show. To be honest, I was like 10 minutes late.
How much was the ticket?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I heard those things are pretty expensive.
But.
Mm-hmm. It was worth it, though.
It was definitely worth it. Like, my thing is, I don't like musical theater that much. But when everybody raves about a show and everybody around me says it's an amazing show, I wanted to check it out.
Right.
So I went, I saw it, and it was a really good show.
I mean, the fact that I was even considering wanting to watch it says something about it.
Right, because you're just
like... Because I, like, do not like Broadway shows.
Yeah.
You don't. But we have watched Lion King, like, 4 or 5 times now.
It's unintentionally.
Right.
Watched Lion King.
We watched Lion King, like, 4 times in, like, the span of, like, 2 months.
I've watched it twice.
No, Three we times. Watched it more.
No.
London, Singapore.
That was it.
Didn't Korea, no?
No, we didn't go to Korea.
Oh, but then when I was really much
younger.
You got
invited. Yeah, you went when you were young. But anyways, so yeah, we're in Atlanta because I am writing songs in Nashville this week. And then I'm going to New York for some more meetings and catching up with family. And then we go to LA for more songwriting. I'm trying to put together an album.
Mm.
Burb Sounds might be a song on it.
Burb Sounds.
Burb Sounds.
By Eric Nam.
You hear those birds? It'll be on Burb Sounds.
I haven't heard the sound of birds in so long.
Really?
Because we're in Seoul.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Seoul is such a
birds just nesting around.
Yeah.
Laying eggs everywhere. Which, what? I wish we had more birds in Seoul. Or at least where we live.
Anyways, yeah, so we're finally back, and we're here actually in time for Eddie's engagement party.
He's getting married.
Eddie's getting married.
We're losing him.
We are. we're losing him. We are losing Eddie, but that's fine, because we gain a sister.
True.
We gain a sister.
We gain a sister.
what should we say? We weren't actually invited to the engagement party.
Right. We weren't.
We still don't have a formal invitation to the wedding.
Right. That's right.
I have been given zero notice about where this thing is, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And yeah. Mm,
yeah. He has told us nothing.
He's like, out of courtesy, and you guys are busy, so I don't want to bother you. I'm like, bruh, it's your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we're supposed to be your best men.
Right.
By the way, we're horrible at being best men because we have to plan stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're not good at it. Yeah, let's just say a lot is not ready.
Yeah, a lot of things are not ready right now. He just texted us. What'd he say? So it says summer casual.
This is how little we know.
Like, this dress code is summer casual. But what does summer casual mean?
We have no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
So I texted him. I was like, can we wear shorts? And he didn't respond. He just responded to someone else. So he goes, just let me know. I'm like, what? This guy. By the way, where is he? Why don't you go ahead and tell him where he is.
This guy. Well.
Tiny Eddie.
Tiny Eddie. An acorn of a man, as one would say. is at a dog party, I believe.
Yeah.
I guess we did get an invitation to this party, though.
The dog party?
Yeah, we did.
Well, you did. I got it, like, at breakfast, and I was like, I don't know what
to
say.
Oh, but that's when I got it, too.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, so as you can see, yeah, he doesn't really invite us to stuff. It's like middle school when, like, the entire grade gets invited to a birthday party. And the next day, you come to school, and everyone's talking about it, and it gets really quiet when you walk in.
Well, you know that I never got invited to, like, anything.
Our own brother doesn't invite us to
Do
things.
You know what's really sad? You just made me really sad because I just realized, like, I remember in middle school where it was, like, the bar mitzvahs and the bat mitzvahs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I never got invited. Like, I was such a loser in middle school and through most of high school. Mm-hmm. Like, I never got invited to anything.
But, hey, bar mitzvahs are overrated.
Well,
it's great to be the one that is throwing the bar mitzvah because I heard they get a ton of gifts.
I'm sure you've been to one, right?
Oh, yeah. I've
Been to a bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah.
Because like, it's like 7th or 8th grade where like, I think that's a year of bat mitzvahs. Is that how you pronounce it?
There's bar and bat. I think one's for men, one's for women.
Oh.
I think.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I would know if I had gone, but I don't. So yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, interesting times.
What did you do at the bar mitzvah?
It's like, now that I think about it, like, we're all 7th graders, and they're playing, like...
Everybody has braces.
Everyone has braces.
Everybody's kind of drooling because of braces.
And I think it's, like, when you turn, is it 12?
I think it's 13.
13. And, yeah, so everyone just has bar mitzvahs back to back, and everyone is playing the exact same song. So it was, like, TikTok by Kesha. You had... They were playing Shots by Lil Jon, which now thinking back on it is highly inappropriate for
a 7th grader party.
Yeah. I don't know what the parents were thinking the entire time. Yeah. Shots, Dynamite by, what's his name?
Tayo Cruz. I saw him in an airport once.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He looks like Tayo Cruz.
Oh. I feel like he's one of those guys that you know their music, but you might not know their face.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, and because it was like before the time of social media was huge as well.
Right.
So it's a lot easier, but... For that's me, like, excuse. I only knew it because I love music, and I always, like, I almost wrote with him one time. And so that's why I think I knew kind of who he was.
Yeah.
I think I saw him, in London or somewhere at an airport.
Hmm.
But anyways.
Yeah, it was, like, Dynamite and, like, Bumblebee by,
What is Bumblebee?
What's the Black Eyed Peas songs? Like, it's, like, bzz, bzz or something. You know what I'm talking about? I'm a bee.
Wait,
what did I call him? Bumblebee?
Bumblebee.
Okay, same thing.
Definitely not the same thing.
And I guess when you're in 7th or 8th grade, they're probably playing like...
Again.
NSYNC.
Again, Brian, I wouldn't know because I was never invited. So...
I'm trying to date you.
You're trying to make...
I'm trying to date you. As in... Oh, not, I'm like, not date date. Like, what was hot back then? Back in the old days...
My middle school days, honestly, I really don't remember. I feel like 9th grade was like Usher, the time of Usher. Like Love in This Club and Confessions.
Like Whitney Houston.
The Beatles. No, bro, what do you think of me?
The Beatles.
Oh my God, oh, no. Yeah. It was like middle school, what year was that? 2000 and 2002. Probably.
Oh, great song.
So I think that was like time of Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Mm.
And then it was like the year after that, like hip hop started coming up for like to be cool.
Mm.
And then it was like all these crazy collaborations. And then like Ciara, Ying Yang Twins, Usher, who else? Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys is killing it.
I mean, she's still killing it.
She is still killing it. But anyways, yeah, I've never been to a bar or bat mitzvah. I'm still bitter. I still remember their names. I mean, it's all good.
It's all good.
Because like there was only like, this is probably a reason why. Like there were like, I feel like there were like 2 or 3 Jewish kids in my grade.
Yeah, there's probably like 20 in my grade.
So there was legit like... not a lot.
Yeah, so like the probability is like not that favorable.
It's very low.
Yeah.
But I was definitely a loser. So I was never invited to anything.
We were all losers.
I don't believe you.
We were all losers.
I feel like Eddie and Brian, you guys assimilated very quickly to those schools.
That's true.
But anyways, we digress. We are in Atlanta for his engagement party. We are going to the engagement party in a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we don't really know how to dress. We don't know what we're getting into. He said there's going to be a lot of drinking involved. But again, like we're not very good drinkers.
Right.
So we're just going to watch him drunk dance.
Yeah.
What should we talk about? We haven't even like really started this show.
Yeah. Where are we going with this episode?
I don't know.
We just kind of hopped on the mics and I thought Eric was going to.
So, okay. Here's the thing. We have all these like I bought a lot of new equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're trying to make this sound better and we want to make this like the dream is to make this a thing where wherever I travel and wherever we are across the world, we can set up, interview cool people, and then like make it into cool content for you guys to watch and listen on YouTube and on iTunes and Spotify or whatever. And we're still experimenting with the different formats. You know, there's the K-pop Tebak where we talk about recent releases and we talk about music. And then there's, I think what a lot of people enjoy is like the rambles and us just kind of talking.
Right.
And so we're trying to figure out like, do we need to spin it off into another show completely where we just ramble? Mm. Or can we just make K-pop Tebak kind of a whatever we want show? You know? Right.
I want to be respectful to those who are tuning in, you know, just to get the latest and greatest from K-pop, you know?
Right.
Because it is K-pop Tebak.
Right.
So... would you guys want, like, what would you guys, what kind of podcast are you guys interested in? You know, what would you like to see here? If you like ramblings, do we create a separate podcast? Or do we loop it in, as Eric was saying? These are all very important questions.
We're just really, you know, trying to make the best of it. And, like...
And yeah, we did a survey. Which, yeah, thank you for filling that out. We had, like, we had thousands of responses.
And if you haven't done so, you please go ahead and fill out the survey.
Right.
It definitely helps us. So as we've always said, we're trying to incorporate your ideas and your thoughts and what you guys want into this show. So the more, the better, and it definitely helps us out.
Right. But the thing, one of the questions was, what's your favorite segment? It's like the song breakdowns, the weekly releases, the rambles, interviews, and it was literally split exactly like 25%, 25%.
Oh, really?
25%.
Well, that's not
wasn't really helpful at all, but thank you still.
So maybe we need to make 4 different podcasts.
Right.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Wait, could they just pick one?
They had to rank them. So it gave you could like rank it 1 through 5 or 1 through 4. And it was literally just like all evenly separated.
That's hilarious. But anyways, for those of you who are tuning in for the songs of the week, we want to go ahead and introduce the songs. And instead of doing like the typical, like this is what the song's about, blah, 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 we just want to just highlight them, and then we just want to keep talking about just what's going on. I feel like we haven't really had a discussion between even Brian and I. We haven't seen each other in like a month.
Yeah, it's been a month.
I mean, we've been catching up. We always talk every day for work, but we do want to just catch up. But anyways, here's the first song of the week.
This is the next artist.
The first song is Chungha's Snappin'. Let's check it out. All right, and that was Snapping by Chungha. Chungha is back, and she's been at the top of the charts with this song, Snapping. She's back, and she was topping the charts, and she's still at the top of the charts, just in the top five consistently. And it's awesome. I saw Chungha maybe like a month and a half ago.
What was that for?
She has a radio show. And so I was the guest, and it was my last official promotion before I left for tour. But Chungha is super nice, and she speaks English. For those of you guys who don't know, she lives for some time in Texas, and I think the first time I met her, it might have been on Yang Namja show that I hosted, or it was on like Master Key, I think is what it's called. But I remember she goes, all of a sudden she starts, like everything had been in Korean, and she goes, oh yeah, by the way, you could talk to me in English if you want. And I was like, what the? what, you speak English? I was so shocked because I had no idea. But
yeah,
her English is perfect, and she was a great radio host. And I think the great thing about Chungha is that she's obviously a very talented individual. Like I never watched Produce 101, but I watched one of her auditions where she was like freestyle dancing, or she was dancing, and I was like, dang, she's a
great, I've seen that video great, too. That video went like viral, right?
Yeah.
She was, dancer. It's like to one of Beyonce's songs.
I think so.
Yeah.
So she's a great dancer, and then her singing, I think, has consistently improved with every song that she's released, just listening to her albums. And the other thing, I think we spoke about this kind of like off the air on her radio show, but this was before she did her comeback. She's like, yeah, I'm doing my comeback. I'm a little nervous because the music's different. I was like, why is it different? And she's like, it's a little more pop driven. And I think maybe her songs up until now, maybe she had thought of them, and I guess it is a little more Korean influence than pop Western influence. And so I think she was like, you know, hopefully people like it, but it's definitely more in line with what she was wanting to do. And I was like, that's what artists have to do. Artists have to do what they love to do.
I mean, you can relate to that, right?
I could relate to it 1,000,000,000%. So I was very excited to hear that she was doing what she wanted to do. And I really encourage her to keep, you know, challenging the conventions of what music works and doesn't. Mm-hmm. And clearly, you know, it is a little different from her other releases, but it's working and people are responding very well to it. It's been, I think it's been 5 days since it released. It has 16 million views.
Jeez.
On YouTube. That's great. That's amazing. So congratulations to Chungha. And we've talked about writing together at some point. So who knows? One day maybe there will be a collab. I have no idea. I actually do have a song for her that might be really good for her.
English? Korean?
Well, we wrote it in English. I think it should stay in English.
That'd be cool if you guys did English.
Maybe I'll send it over to her. But again, congrats to Chungha. You know what? Like, she's one of those artists that I think in the future, like, she may be one of the great touring solo female artists.
Because
there are not many
right
that are able to tour and do shows.
Right. Not many solo artists in general.
Yeah, right. But I'm looking forward to it. So yeah. That was Chungha's Snapping, and let's move on to the next song.
This is the next artist.
The next song is G-Idle with Alright, so G-Idle, they're back with a brand new song, guys. So I'll be very honest. I really don't know much about this group.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, because guys, I don't know that much about K-pop.
Right.
So don't be offended, but I really don't know that much about this group.
I personally do not either. I do know that, like, I feel like I completely missed out on the hype and the big coming up for them. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I was or what I was doing, but I really just did miss out on it.
Right.
I think I might have just been too...
I feel like they kind of came out of nowhere, no?
I mean, they did very well from their start.
Right. But, like, who's their company?
Cube.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So but I think big. I think part of the thing is, for me, is that... And we've talked about this before, because there's so many different groups coming out constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I had not been doing music promotions at all for like a year, right?
Right.
So I think they debuted after, honestly, or like it was right before, right after. And so I really missed like keeping up with music shows and like listening to K-pop on a very, very regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed out on it. But that in that short period of time, they've kind of really exploded.
Yeah.
They've been doing songs for, I think, League of Legends. The theme
You're
song.
You're a really good League of Legends player.
Me?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm an amazing League of Legends player.
He's not.
I die. Constantly.
Yeah. We're the best gamers.
So my perception of G Idol, and this is coming from a very uneducated, non-educated G Idol viewer listener, is that I think the reason that they're starting to really come up, it goes back to like that special color that they have. And they have this color that I think not a lot of groups right now have in K-pop. For women, mm-hmm. for female groups, for girl groups.
Right. And what would that be?
I think it's very like their fashion and their sound is, I want to say like edgy pop. It kind of reminds me of 4MINUTE and 2NE1 mm-hmm. mixed together. Right, so 4MINUTE was under Cube,
right?
So obviously there's like influence there, and then like bits of like 2NE1,
which is more like edgy,
yeah,
kind of badass.
Right. And I think that's like my perception of it, mm-hmm. but we did want to just point them out because I think they're gonna continue to rise
mm-hmm.
and do very well. So
how many members?
We got six members of G Idol. And that stands in Korean for Yeolja. Either means like kids. Yeolja is obviously girls.
So right. Girl kids?
Pretty much like it's a direct
girls?
Translation.
Yeah.
But then in English they spell it as like G-idol.
So it's like idol.
But I-D-L-E. Right?
Well, it's too much going on.
So when I first saw it, it was like kind of like reminds me of griddle. Which reminded me of Waffle House. And then I was like, oh my
gosh. We
should go to Waffle House.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, let's go to Waffle House. When's the last time you went to Waffle House?
I haven't been to Waffle House in like at least five, six
years. Wait, can we go? Okay, after the engagement party,
yeah.
If we're not dead, we should go to Waffle House.
Let's do it. Oh my gosh. Have you guys had Waffle House before?
Oh, dude.
Is Waffle House only in Atlanta or Georgia?
No, it's like a southern thing.
Okay.
You guys, Waffle House is gross but delicious.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful experience.
Right. That's all you can describe it as. But and the name kind of speaks for itself. They have a lot of waffles there.
It's a house of waffles and everything. It's right. Amazing. We'll post another something about it.
Should we set up this entire setup
out of Waffle House?
Out of Waffle House.
We should.
That'd be incredible.
Anyways, Yeolja either G Idol. You guys check it out. Hope you guys enjoy it. Let's move on to the next group.
This is the next artist.
All right, so this is my pick for the week. My pick for this week is The Rose, and it's a song, She's in the Rain. Here it is. She's in the rain, and I walk the market of my own. All right, so that is She's in the Rain by The Rose. The Rose has 4 members.
Hmm.
And I would say like they're a little more like they're like indie pop idol. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to say they're completely indie. I feel like they're like they have enough of a presence that it's not like indie.
Hmm.
And obviously like visually and stylistically, they're not fully like indie. I don't think.
Right.
So The Rose has 4 members, Woo-sung, Do-jun, Jae-hyung, and Ha-jun. And I wanted to point them out because I really, actually really like their music, and I feel like they're very underrated. And I think Uzhong has an incredible tone. He was on, I believe, K-Pop Star.
Oh, yeah?
Years ago.
As a solo?
I think he was a solo, but then like he got maybe put into a group on the show. Like, kind of like Simon Cowell put together One Direction.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace. But he was on that. I don't remember if he was, like, how that happened. But anyways, so I really wanted to point out this group because I really like Uzhong's vocals. And I think he has a very, he has a beautiful tone, and he has his own style of singing where he kind of like raises the notes and like bends them in a very creative way that I don't think a lot of people do.
Like Rosé?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like
Rosé.
He like kind of has a singing style that like it sounds like it's his voice is cracking, but it's intentional. You know what I mean? So, but that's why I really like his style, and I think he's a great singer. And they have like a very unique sound that I think not a lot of teams are doing. And if you guys haven't figured it out by now, like, I really appreciate teams that are doing things musically very differently.
Right.
And so, yeah, if you guys don't know, check it out. It's The Rose. I'm sure many of you do. He's also an MC on After School Club right now.
Who are the MCs right now?
It's him, Uzhong, Heejun, Hanijun, and Jimin, Jamie.
Okay.
So there's the three of them. So check it out. Check out The Rose.
Check them out.
Here's another song from The Rose. Here it is. So that's what we have for our songs. Like, honestly, we kind of wanted to be very brief on them because we just wanted this episode today to be a lot more casual of us just kind of talking.
Do you want to answer some questions?
Sure, let's answer some questions.
Crazy Ramblings with Eric Nam.
We'll start off talking about food.
Food, okay, let's do it.
Food. Okay, so while you're in Europe, do you have a favorite food you tried?
Favorite food?
Yeah.
Oh man, you guys, so I did like 10 different countries. So I had lots of different food. I'll be very honest, there were places where I was like, this food is not good. And at a certain point, we found out, like, we realized that all we wanted was, like, Asian food. Like, it would be some form of, like, it'd be Thai, or it would be, like, Japanese, or Chinese, or Vietnamese. And we did Korean, like, once or twice, and they were, like, horrible.
Vietnamese?
No, like, Korean.
Oh, Korean.
And then, like, one time, we had I had one place that was Japanese that was really bad too. So like some places were really good, some places were not very good. But I think when you're on the road for a month, like even though I want to have like everything local all the time, like it just didn't work out.
Right.
And so the easiest thing for us to eat was kebabs, like doner kebabs, because you know what you're getting. You're getting pita bread with some salad and some meat.
You can't really mess that up.
You can't mess it up.
Yeah.
So that was like the easiest thing to do. Like one time, like we went to like a Japanese place and it was just really poorly done. Like, so we just went for whatever's safest. Safest. So one of my favorite meals on the trip was actually in Lisbon. So it was the first day that everybody got into town. All my dancers flew in from LA. I had my Korea team flying from Korea. We had all of everybody's coming in, and everybody was exploring the city. I had been to Lisbon before, so I was just kind of walking around and like re-exploring places that I really liked. And I guess this place that I had, the first time I got to Lisbon, I went by myself. Eddie ditched me on that trip.
Wait, what? I remember you guys went to Europe.
We went to Europe, and he left early.
Like he had, left home to like he back like, to the U.S.?
He went home, or I don't remember what he did, but like I still had a few more days, so I spent a day in Provence by myself.
Yeah.
And then I spent a day or two in Lisbon by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in Lisbon, like, there was, oh, I just remember. Okay. Lisbon was, has amazing food. It's beautiful. But I would go to, like, when you travel by yourself, sometimes it can be a little, like, nerve-wracking to eat completely by yourself in a nice place. Or, like, go to nice places by yourself. Because so,
people are probably like, what is that guy doing?
Why is this guy here by himself? Why is he alone? Like, what's he doing? Not that I care that much, but still.
Right.
So there's this one place. It's called the Independente. It's, like, which is the Independent.
Yeah.
And it's a hostel hotel. Super, like, I want to say, like, hip and, like, beautifully decorated. And when I went last time, I just, like, kind of looked in and I didn't really get to go in. Mm. Because it was, like, such a cool place and I felt like a loser.
Right. Unqualified?
Yeah, I felt unqualified. but this time, we happened to be around the area and we're all, like, trying to figure out where to go eat. And I was like, oh, you know, let me just check this place. So I walk upstairs.
Mm.
I take this tiny elevator. It's, like, one, like, two people fit into it.
Uh-huh.
And it's very claustrophobic and it feels like this shaking thing that goes up.
Oh, my gosh. It's my worst
nightmare. But we go up and... they have this like super cool setup of a restaurant and a rooftop bar. And the view is like beautiful. It's across the entire city and you see the ocean.
Yeah.
And so I sat there. I couldn't drink, but like my team, they ordered like a bottle of wine.
Mm.
And we just watched the sunset. And then we were like, oh, can we have dinner here? And then we had this big open table dinner with everybody.
This place sounds incredible.
It was like super good food. It was like super artistic food, like kind of like pretentious almost, but like not, it didn't feel pretentious.
Right.
And I don't even remember what I had.
It was just that good. You blacked out.
I just have a horrible memory.
Oh.
I'm like a goldfish.
So. Okay, we'll just stick with you just blacking out.
I blacked out because it was so good.
Yeah.
What did I? I think I had fish. Hmm. I had some sort of white fish.
Yeah.
But I think more than just like the food being good, I really enjoyed that experience of like beautiful sunset, beautiful architecture and design.
Right.
And we had been reunited as a team from a year ago. Hmm. And so to be able to share that experience with my entire team, like that was probably one of the most memorable meals that I had on the trip. Another thing we had that was really good is in Poland, the promoter, they made us like Polish, like, sausages and dumplings and chicken and it was like super good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating.
Thank you.
It's like they purposely made the elevator super shaky so that you just enjoy the entire experience.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Probably.
Good marketing on their end. Cool. Last question.
Yeah.
I guess is there one fan moment experience that really, you know, stood out to you? Something that you really just remember vividly because it was such a unique thing.
Yeah, so at my London show, there was this 10-year-old little kid, little friend, his name's Tyler, and he came to the show, and I had seen him online because his mom had gotten him tickets to my show and to BTS show.
Ooh.
And I think he was like, I forgot like exactly how the video goes, but he was like tearing up. He was so excited to go to the show. He was like super excited and it was like so cute. But I didn't realize that they had gotten VIP to come to the show. So they come and it's VIP. So we do the meet and greet before the show for London because we have to get out of the venue. So he comes and he was so cute because he got so excited and he like started to tear up and he was so excited to say hi. And I was really excited to see him as well and his mother. So, hey guys. But it was very, very touching. And it goes back to that thing of diversity, right? When you're able to hit certain age groups and demographics and people of all sorts of different backgrounds and religions and colors, like that's why it's so amazing to be able to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so excited and he was like tearing up. And then we took a picture, and after the picture, he went out with his mom and his group to, I guess, go get merch. And so he went and got a Runaway hoodie because I was wearing one, and he goes, we're matching. And I was like, yeah, this is awesome. We're matching.
That's awesome.
So he,
that's so cool.
I saw him also after the show briefly, and he had, you know, he was like, that was so much fun, and I had a great time. And so I think that was one of the more one of the most memorable fan interactions that I had had during the show, because he was probably one of the youngest fans that I had at the show as well.
Mm-hmm. And that probably makes you want to, you know, become an even better artist, celebrity, a public figure, because this guy, obviously, he looks up to you.
Right. I mean, that's like, that's why I think it's, I always have like this debate in my head of like, is this inappropriate, or can I say this, or can I not say that? And then I have to, every once in a while, be like, oh wait, but there's like probably
Tyler's watching.
There's probably like, I had last year, I had a show. There was this kid, he was like 7 or 8 at the show. So it's, I always feel like I have to stay somewhat, I have to be responsible in terms of like what I say and how I behave.
Which you are.
Which I am. I think I am. So, but yeah, I had a great time on tour. And I'm glad to, you know, I have a few more weeks of traveling so that I get all my things settled for the remainder of the year, but I'm excited to kind of get off of it and I can start focusing on a few more things, put together a new album.
Mm-hmm.
We're already talking about our next tour. So for those of you guys who have not seen me this year, look out. I'll probably be coming to you guys very soon. And we gotta get Eddie married. So,
yep.
That's about it.
That's our job.
But I don't know. I think that's pretty much it for today's episode. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sorry. This is a little bit different of an episode. Go ahead and reach out to us on our social media at Tebak Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you guys can subscribe to our YouTube and Spotify playlist for all the latest music. I hope you guys have really enjoyed the background sounds on this episode. They have been incredible. We've had lawnmowers. We've had little kids screaming. We have cicadas screeching. You hear that? Listen to that. For those of you guys who are sticking around for the end of the show, and for those of you who are active on our socials, we do have a giveaway for you guys. We have a giveaway from The Boys.
The Boys.
So this album, Bloom Bloom, The Boys, title song is Bloom Bloom. This is signed by all members of The Boys. And this photo card here. We'll put all the directions on how you guys can get these signed CDs from The Boys on our social media. So please stay tuned to the social media. And yeah, The Boys.
And we have some really cool, like, new segments coming out.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have some really cool new segments out. We're working on them. We're in the process of editing them, and hopefully you guys enjoy it and let us know what you guys think of it. But we're working on different segments that we think you guys will enjoy so that we can go even deeper into music and we can go deeper into artists talking and all that kind of stuff. So it's all coming. We appreciate you guys having listened with us so far, and we appreciate your patience as we figure out how to do things better.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to talk to you guys later. We have some more episodes coming to you guys very soon. Have a great week, a day, night, wherever you are. Hit us up. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Aaron.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.